Scottish Highlands, 1667. Rose Thatcher's eyes scanned the horizon, looking for any signs of a dead body. So far, no luck. Not that she hoped he was dead, but considering the bull-headed fool had already been wounded when he'd led a pack of their enemies out into the wilderness, it seemed more than likely. She ignored the rush of sadness and regret the thought of William MacGregor's demise brought her. It was nothing but guilt stemming from the clod's somewhat noble sacrifice. Young Rob, the groom her mistress's kinsman had insisted on sending with her, rode silently beside her, though she could almost feel him working up the courage to complain again. They were several hours from Glenlyon and Kirkenrock, homes of the MacGregor Lairds. Rob didn't think that William could have travelled so far, wounded as he was. Rose knew better. William was as stubborn as they came. He wouldn't have upped and died close to home. No, he would have crawled to his hiding place on his hands and knees, if necessary, just to make life more inconvenient for her. That might be a little unfair. Then again, he'd done worse. "Mass," Rob said. "I think if we haven't found him yet."
"We'll find him," she said,
as she'd said every time he'd uttered the same nonsense. She had to find him. She owed him. He'd saved her life more than once. True, her life wouldn't have been in danger if he hadn't kidnapped her in the first place. But she had to grudgingly admit that once he'd realized his mistake, he'd done everything he could to keep her safe. So, she would find him, save him, bring him home, and then they could go their separate ways. She wouldn't allow herself to think of any other outcome. Not finding him, or finding him dead, that hurt too much to contemplate. Finding him, saving him, and then walking away. Would that hurt even more? She kicked her horse into a trot, trying to banish all thoughts from her mind. It seemed no matter how the search ended, she would be in the same boat. Damn William. She cursed the day he'd ever laid eyes on her. Dover, England, 3 weeks earlier. Rose sucked in a deep breath, her nose wrinkling against the stench of fish and unwashed bodies. The docks were bustling with activity, even so early in the morning. Under normal circumstances, she might have been fascinated to watch the comings and goings of the sailors, fishmongers, dock workers, and other strange people who frequented the docks. But today was not a normal day. She handed her mistress, Lady Alice Chivers, her carrying case, with a sense of foreboding that twisted her stomach into knots.
"Are you sure this is what you want to do, my lady? It's not too late to turn back."
Lady Alice gave her a fond smile.
"Of course I'm sure. I'm finally free, and in a few more minutes I'll be safely aboard the ship and on the way to my new life, safe and sound."
"You worry far too much, Rose." In her opinion, Lady Alice didn't worry enough. She was far from safe and sound.
"But, my lady, what if Mr. MacGregor doesn't appear? What if he changed his plans and is sailing on a different ship?
Or not sailing at all?
Are you sure you can trust him?"
Lady Alice's smile faltered for a split second.
"Of course I can trust him. He and his ilk are all about their honour. He wouldn't lie to a lady. Not with the information I am holding over him, in any case.
If he goes back on his word, I'll betray him to the authorities as an associate of the Highland Highwayman and have him arrested."
"Would you really?"
Lady Alice rolled her eyes.
"Of course not.
But he doesn't know that." Rose frowned, and Lady Alice laughed and pulled her into a smothering embrace.